Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday, May the 8th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about something that's really, really near and dear to my heart and should be to yours as well, and that is how to destroy your own life, how to destroy what you have lived in the past, how to destroy Groundhog's Day, how to get out of Groundhog's Day, how to destroy what we call the devil. Now, when you think about, quote unquote, the devil, when we think about a bad guy or a bad, you know, situation, how do we get out of it? How do we transcend it? How do we move past it? How do we vibrate on a new level? So to destroy the devil, you have to vibrate on a new level. Now, that's easily said, but it's very difficult to do because a lot of people can tell you, you know, that you need to go to work, but very few people can tell you how to work. A lot of people can tell you that you need to be love, or you need to be more loving or more compassionate. But very few people can tell you how to be love or how to love. A lot of people can tell you that you need to be healthy, you need to eat healthier, but very few people can tell you how to overcome the sugar cravings that causes you to not be healthy and eat, you know, lettuce and carrots or rabbit food, so that way you can be healthy. So there's a lot of advice that's out there in the world today. A lot of people are saying, and a lot of people ask for a lot of things. So how to destroy the devil? And look at the word devil. It's an anagram, D-E-V-I-L. Turn it around. It's L-I-V-E-D. So that way you can vibrate on a new level. Look at the word level. It is L-E-V-E-L. Turn it around. L-E-V-E-L. So the word level is a totally different over, under, and understanding than anything that we've been taught. So we have to look at how your outer level, which is an anagram that is an anagram within itself. So when there is a anagram that is a anagram, that is the esoteric power of mass, or what they call esoteric power for mass consciousness. In other words, mass control. It is a controlling device. It is the power to understand a supernatural, I'm going to use the word mystic path. So there is a different path that brings about a esoteric, if we want to use that term, energy inside of the universe. This is what some people call occult. This is what some people call hidden power. So when we talk about, you know, a anagram, it's a powerful tool to bring about a personal collective transformation. So a anagram is a powerful tool that brings about a change in a personality or the collective transformation of a personality. The word Anna or Inna, E-N-N-E-A, means actually nine. Gram means grammos or grammatus, which means grammar. So it has to do with under, over, and understanding the human psyche, your psyche. So how do we change it? How do we change? How do we bring about a change in addition to everything that we've already taught, everything that we already understand? So when we find, you know, a word, because the world we live in is made up of words. These words that have the same spelling frontwards and backwards, these words are very powerful. When a word that is spelled the same backwards, it's called a solos, L-O-L-O-S. That word, when it's spelled backwards and forwards, it is the exact same thing. Then it gets into, or it is something that is extremely powerful. It is called a vehicle for forwards and backwards moving. It is a what is called a palindrome, a palindrome. So it's P-A-L-I-N-D-R-O-M-E-S. That is a word or a phrase or even a sentence that when you change the letters, they are exactly the same. Now, there's a lot of words like the word dessert. When you turn it around, it's the word stressed. Let's say another word like gate, man. If you turn it around, it's the word name, tag. Deliverer is the word reviver or revived. So most words, when you change their letters or the order, because this is called incantation. Now, again, we're talking about changing levels. This is how you destroy the current level that you're on. So to destroy the devil lived, the life that you've lived. Now, if the life that you are living or lived is great, okay, then you can pass this message on to somebody else. But if you want to go to a new level, if you want to vibrate on any new level doesn't mean higher or lower. It means different. Now, it could be maybe you want to make less money. Maybe you want to make more money, but that's a different frequency. So we're talking about changing your frequency using a technique, if you want to use the word technique, that is basically a spiritual overstanding. So I don't like the word technique, but for the sake of a lack of a better word, this is a spiritual, let's use the word modality, because there are different healing modalities, which are ways or paths. So the outer level of every soul on earth is being bombarded with advertisements or mass consciousness or mass projections, meaning everything that you're doing now, you've learned, and everything that you're doing now is a manipulation. So most people's consciousness is not the same as their unconsciousness, and it's not the same as their subconsciousness, meaning most people say they want this relationship. Most people say they want a new man, but unconsciously they say, remember, it is unconscious. That means it is below the threshold of detection. It is subconscious. It is unconscious. You really don't want a man because you really like your freedom. So what happens is you are ordering a new man consciously, but you are canceling the order unconsciously. So when the new man do show up, you're going to destroy, you're going to push away the new man. You're going to manufacture, or you're going to notice the new man's flaws, which gives you the power or the execution to disconnect or take your energy out from the new man. So many people undermine their own success. Many people, most people, all people, we undermine our own success because of our internal mess. Let me say that again. We undermine our own success because of our internal mess. The outer level of every soul on this earth is being bombarded with an archon. Now, the archons, as we talked about in the private message for everybody that's listening to, and we're going through my book, The Ontological History of Mankind and Planet Earth. And in that book, which again, it's like a 800-page book, sells for $500. When I made it available at the beginning of this year, we are on that third chapter that is breaking down we're demystifying the hidden esoteric occult meaning of the cosmos and astrology. You are the cosmos. So this book, 800 pages in the series, this entire year, we are breaking down you. As we talked about last night and on yesterday's show, you are made by God. You are made of God. The same attributes and characteristics that are in God is inside of you. Therefore, you are made to be God, or you are made for God. You don't pray to God, you pray as God. But since we don't over, under, and understand our soul, our true essence and purpose, which is to be God on earth, has been replaced with a lower vibration. Well, that's called mass consciousness. So in order, that's the devil. The devil is your current life. Look at the word. Look at the word devil, and you will see the word. Now, I know that you're living your best life now. I know that everything is great in your life, but that's not how you are designed by source code. That's not the code that's inside of your DNA. How do I know? Because I've run your numbers. Especially for everybody that's a part of the life management system, and I see the life that you're living is not the same as the life that you designed to live. Now, it is a great life. Remember, we're not talking about morality. We're not talking about good and evil. That's a low vibrational issue. That's a non-issue for me. I don't care about how moral you are. I'm only concerned about how designed you are. I'm only concerned if you are living according to your purpose or your design, because that's how source code is going to judge you, so to speak. The universe expects you to be you. The universe doesn't care if you win the race by being fake. So the universe is not going to reward you for coming in first place when that's not your race. So if I'm running the 100 meters, but I decide to put myself in the 200 meters, I come in first place. But I was not enrolled. I wasn't a part of the 8 runners to run the 200. I'm supposed to run the 100. So even though I win the race, I ran the wrong race. So The universe is not concerned with how moral you are. The universe is concerned with how productive you are. Yahushua came that you may have life. That's called evolution. That's called growth. That's called productivity. The universe is not concerned. Source code is not concerned about if you ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The universe is concerned if you ate from the tree of life, according to the book of Genesis. So while you are a very moral person, you are, you know, you can quote every scripture, you can turn over every chair, you go to church every Sunday, but your life sucks. That's how I know that you're not connected with source code. You are connected with an archon. That's your life. Your life that you're living. You're not wealthy. You're not healthy. You're not wise. You're not in a toe-curling relationship. That's the lack of faith, fruit, and freedom. Now, let's be crystal clear. The life is that you're living right now, your current habit pattern is not negative. In fact, you probably like everything that you got going on in your world. And if that's the case, that's cool. But if that's not the case, if you are interested in vibrating at the highest possible level where you cannot be reached by the devil, that's what I'm talking about. See, I'm interested in, and I'm on my way to vibrating at the highest possible level, because I don't have no time for no devils. I don't have the time. I'm not going to waste any more time. I've already wasted enough time. And so to get out of the mass consciousness, to get out of the mass programming, to get out of the mass psychology, to get out of mass demonology, you got to exercise power, will, and focus. You got to exercise focus, discipline, and order. You have to be able to over, under, and understand. You got to get past your parents, your extended family, school, church, you know, temples, mosques, social programming, media, all the social codes, all of the hidden norms, all of the things that control everybody on this earth. You got to vibrate past that. So most people are not on the spiritual path, and that is self-inquiry. That is progressing or moving on your individual reality, because that destroys the devil's mentality. Let me say it again. Your individual reality destroys the devil's mentality. Let me say that one more time. Your individual reality destroys the devil's mentality. The hive mind is a group. The hive mind is what we call a denomination. So if you go to if you're a Methodist, if you're a Presbyterian, if you are Jehovah's Witness, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, if you're a Calvinist, if you're a Sufist, if you're, you know, Kabbalist, you know, if you're a Perennialist, it doesn't matter. That's still hive. That's still a group. You're still a part of a group mind. That group mind doesn't allow, it doesn't spell the same thing forward and backwards. So when you move forward, and if you go back, you go backwards and you turn into something different. So if you've lived and you go back, then you become a devil if you turn it around. But if you own this, if you understand your individual spiritual ID, your level, L-E-V-E-L, is the same phonetics, frontwards and backwards. It's the exact same. L-E-V-E-L is still L-E-V-E-L. It is a word that spells the exact same or makes the exact same phonetic sound, whether it is spelled frontwards or backwards. Another word that does that is D-A-D. Look at the word. Turn it around. D-A-D. Frontwards or backwards is D-A-D. What's another word? What about Eve? E-V-E. Turn it around. What is it spelled? E-V-E. It's still spelled the same. It's spelled the same thing. And there's another word. Other words. What about the word wow? What about the word mom? What about the word pop? So there's a lot of words that spell the exact same thing or spells the exact or is the exact same thing frontwards or backwards. Okay, Brother Will, that's awesome. But what does that mean? Well, when you, as you know, some records, when they played backwards, they mean something totally different. And when we get into some of the Luciferian stuff, they hide their message by operating in reverse. Because reverse is a curse. It's like a curse. It's like they're saying when Obama came out and he talked about the audacity of hope and message, and there's a spit speech, and it was all over YouTube. We play it backwards, and it says, "I love Satan," or something like that. And I didn't know it's on YouTube. So these words put you under a curse because of the incantation, meaning when you change the letters or the arrangements of words, you change the meaning of the word. You change the personality, and your personality establishes your reality. Let me say that again. Your personality establishes your reality. Let me say that again. Your individual personality establishes your individual reality. Let me say that one more time. Your individual personality establishes your individual reality. So to change your reality, we have to change your personality. Let me say that again. To change your reality, we have to change your personality. Now, do you know anybody on earth that have changed their personality? Now, I know we all have made subtle adjustments here and there, but to totally change who you are being is very difficult to do. Unless you contact true authentic source inside of you, which is what today's message is about. So in order to vibrate on a new level, change your personality, you have to go inside and you have to contact God's mentality. Let me say that again. You got to replace. Now, remember, your personality that you got right now is learned. We all have learned our personality from some person, from some place, or from something. We're not on our true, authentic path. So now your job is to make sure that you become a light worker, that you program yourself, and you understand, number one, that you're fully capable of breaking out of the mass consciousness of religion or of your diet. Let's say you eat a traditional slave diet. That's going to be difficult to break out of that program. Let's say that you're part of a specific denomination. It's going to be difficult to break out of that program. Let's say that you are in a specific economic bracket, or you are a trained, let's say you went to school, you got your degree, and you have this skill. It's going to be difficult to walk away from your degree and your 8 years of school and all of the energy and the time that you've placed in, that you've placed into that. And I've done it, as you know, 58 times. I've totally changed my career. So my curse is actually my cure. So what is my curse? Changing my personality. So I've totally changed. If you knew me at 13 and versus the man I am today, if you would talk to my first wife, if you talk to my children, they will all tell you that that dude is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's totally changed his consciousness and his subconsciousness and his unconsciousness. So our conscious, subconscious, and unconscious minds are programmed by mass consciousness. So since I programmed myself for poverty, even though I didn't volunteer, I was voluntold. The harmonious arrangement programmed me. This is where most people get lost. Most black people blame white people. Since we don't understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. If you got a problem in any area in your life right now, the person that is causing your problem is not your issue. So if I'm married and I got a problem in my relationship, my problem is not my wife or my husband. So women, I know you think your husband is the problem, but he's not the problem. He is a container that contains the contents of the problem. So you got to look at the container and then go inside and see the contents. Don't judge the book by its cover. You got to be able to go inside and look at the contents, the spirit. Know no man by the flesh, but know every man by the spirit. So in order to get out of the current problem, you got to realize that you are the current solution. The solution is not outside of you. So you got to take total responsibility for the life, for to raise your vibration, because you are in a consciousness. You are in a conscious movement. So the archons are the arc original on. So there is a frequency that is not a light, it's not a love, and it's not a life frequency. This is how you tell. I would like for everybody to look at your life in all four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And I need you to ask yourself, is this wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, is this giving me life? Is it giving me light? Is it giving me love? And then the next question is, am I giving this wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship? Am I putting in life into it? Am I putting in light into it? Am I putting in love into it? The answer to both questions should be yes, yes, and yes. If it is not, then you are on the wrong frequency. You're on the wrong floor. So we got to change floors. But you can't change floors by using any of the stuff that's been taught by the dominant culture or this harmonious arrangement. In order to change floors, you must be a master and not a victim. In order to change floors, you must be cause and not effect. In order to change floors, you must have a right relationship with yourself. In order to change floors, you must see the value and the worth in where you are at. You must master where you are at before you can change floors, before you can vibrate. Because there is a disdain for where you are at, that means you must stay where you are at. Because the inability to see the worth and value in where you are at, we suffer from destination addiction. So if you are single right now, you got to see the value of being single before you can be married. And if you are married right now, you got to see the value in being married before you can be single. If you are employed right now, you got to see the value in being employed by somebody else before you can be deployed by the self. It is the current lack of respect for where you are at. Remember, you have to bloom where you are planted. Source code has you where you are at because you are the vibrational equivalent of where you are at. The inability to see that you are the vibrational equivalent of where you are at doesn't allow you to raise the vibration of where you are at. The inability to, if you have hate anywhere, I don't care if it's 0.001%, you can't vibrate. You can't elevate. You have to be able to love. You got to be able to see God in evil. If you can't, you can't vibrate. So it doesn't matter where you are at. Your mental disposition has to be one of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, because it's an inside-outside job. So the way that you change levels is to see God where you are at. Because God is not in, quote unquote, the container. God is in the contents of the container. Your job is to see God in everything and everyone and everywhere. Because according to God, he is all present. He is all power. He, she is all knowing. He is all simplicity, and he is all benevolent. So if God is everywhere and there is somewhere where you are, where you can't see God, then what you are doing is you are denying, you are grieving, you are rejecting, you are calling good evil. You are grieving the Holy Spirit, which is the unforgivable sin. So your job is to be able to look closely at where you are at and see, oh, there's God, there's good. You could be like when I worked in a supermax prison, and when I first got there, I was like, nope, God ain't here. And the longer I stayed there, the more I could see, wow, God is here. There's still love, inside of all this hate. Your ability to be the master, you must be the master and not the victim. You got to be the victor and not the victim. You got to be the cause and not the effect. You got to be, you got to have a right relationship with yourself before you can develop a right relationship with God. See, you must have both. You must be able every morning and every night to see God in both good and evil so you can see past the illusion of division. That's why I don't do morality, because it doesn't exist. I just only do God's mentality. The fact that you can label something as good or evil is fact or evidence of the program, because God says he's always good, and God says that he's everywhere. Then God said that he is all-knowing. God said that he's all-power. That's why Christendom is a very dangerous mental dis-ease, because what you're ascribing God as evil. When God says that he's all, there's only one frequency. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So if there's only one frequency, that means that our interpretation or mismanagement of the frequency. Now, we can say that, but to say that God is evil, to say, now the frequency can be used for evil, but the frequency itself is not evil. So the devil is in the details. The devil knows that you're going to see God and not recognize him. Like that parable when God asks him, when have I seen you and rejected you? And God says, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Now, what do they do? When Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What does that mean? He's talking about the vibration. He's talking about the frequency. He's not talking about the container. He's talking about the contents. See, you're looking at the container. You're not looking at the contents. The contents is where the vibration is. There's no vibration in the container. The vibration is in the contents. The contents vibrates the container. How do I know? When you die, there is no vibration that you can't pick up. You can't register nothing in your body. Your frequency is gone. So they put your body in the dirt, because there is no vibration in carbon. That's why I be telling black folks, carbon, melanin does not make you God, boo-boo, because it's a melanin is animated. It is animated by your spirit. Remove the spirit, what do you got? You just got carbon. You just got melanin. It doesn't animate. It doesn't vibrate on its own. It's not the source of vibration. It is used by vibration. Remember, we want to be the cause, not the effect. So when you've done it unto the least of these, that's the key, doing things to the least. So when the scripture says, when you've done it unto the least of these, what is he talking about in Matthew? Let's pull that one up. Matthew chapter 25. So Matthew 25, and the king said in 25 verse 40, Matthew 25 verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it also unto me. The inability to see God in evil is why you can't change vibrations. Because what you're doing is, God wants to see if he can trust you. God, universe, source is saying, if you are faithful in little, in evil, I can trust you in much. I watch this played out all over the universe, and I watch people who are demonized and degraded the way I demonized and degraded myself, because I made an error or I made a mistake. I didn't understand, because this is not taught. I've never heard this taught nowhere, especially not in Christendom, no religion for that matter. I just talk about Christendom because that's where I came from. I didn't come from Islam. Otherwise, I'd be talking about Islam. I wasn't a Kabbalist. Otherwise, I'd be talking about Kabbalist. I wasn't a Buddhist. Otherwise, I'd be talking about Buddhist. All religions, if you don't follow their tenets, what happened to you? Yeah, outhouse, homie. You're going to hell. But let's look at what the source says. Now, again, we're talking about the prime creator. We're not talking about the archons. The archons, they must cause division, polarity, because this is the age of polarity, the age of Pisces, the age of two fish. Well, now we're in the age of water. You can't, water provides life. Yahushua came that you may have life. Is that what he said? Or am I reading a different Bible? Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So your inability to under, over, and understand that source code is going to leave you in the dark until you see value in the dark. That's why I remember I said you must stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. It's the same thing that God said. God wants to see, can I trust you with little? Can you be faithful with little? See, we can't be faithful with little. So that's why we stay little. Whoever is faithful with very little. So let me ask you a question. Can you see value where you are at? Why you want to go? Now, remember, you're talking to somebody who suffered from destitution addiction on a that I've never seen. I ain't met nobody that in 25 years in their first marriage packed up their shoes and left 25 times. I've never met nobody. So if you out there, email me, masterteacher@gmail.com, so I can pass the medal to you. I've not met nobody that after that got remarried and started doing the same thing in the second marriage. Get pissed off, and then you pack your shizness and you out. Now, you may be out there. I just haven't met you. So if you've done it more than me, then email me so we can talk. Masterteacher33.com@g. I just ain't met nobody yet. So what I'm talking about is this: not no shizness I read out of no book, homie. See, there's always something or someone better out there. There's always another job. There's always another car. There's always another wife. There's always another husband. There's always another house. There's always another. You are always learning, but you're never coming into the knowledge of the truth. I know people that go from course to course to course. I got a client right now, like these guys I told you, he spent a good 50 grand, 50 easy, just in the time that he's been with me. So I don't know what he's done before. Just going, always learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Can't change vibrations. You ever notice how you keep attracting the same type of guy? Because you're still the same type of a girl. Guys, you ever notice how you keep attracting the same type of a girl? Because you're the same type of a guy. So how do you change? You see value in where you are at. So how do we see value in where we are at? Luke chapter 16, verse 9 says this. Luke chapter 16, verse 9 says, I tell you, use worldly wealth to make friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, they will welcome you into eternal dwellings. Verse 10, Luke 16, 10. Whoever is faithful with very little will also be faithful with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with very much. Verse 11, Luke 16, verse 11. If then you have not been faithful with worldly wealth, who will entrust you with true wealth or true riches? So the reason you can't change vibration, because you're abusing the vibration that you're at. Remember, God is not like man. Remember, the Bible says that God's ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. So you're on the wrong frequency, because the illusion of the container is so real, even though it's fake. Let me get a swig of water. You think it's real. So let me get this right. Somebody should write this down. Your body is so powerful that you think it's real. You think your body is your spirit. Life is so real that you think death is death. Life is death and death is life. You being hoodwinked. Now, let me say this again. Somebody should write it down. this life that we're living. Now, the dream world is the real world. So every night when you dream, that's when you die, you D-I-E, and then you're resurrected every morning. So you've lived multiple lifetimes. So every day is a deity. The word day means deity. So you are a day deity. You are a day moon, a daimon, a diamond. That's why diamonds are a girl's best friend, but it's a day moon. When we get the word demon, a demon, which means ruling disposition. So that's what you got. So whatever you think on, that rules your disposition. So your personality is what you think. Meaning, if you think about alcohol every day, they call those people alcoholics. And if you think about, you know, let's say pornography all day, they call those people, you know, they say the Bible says you got a spirit of lust. If you think about food all day, the Bible calls those people gluttonies or gluttons. So the Bible has something called seven deadly sins that aligns up with your seven chakras. That comes from what we talked about in the private show that last night, and we're going to continue it tonight, the seven rays. These seven rays have been replaced by seven archons, and you got one of them. So now your job is to see that that deadly sin that you got is a sign, but it's not an S-I-N-E like you've been taught. It's an S-I-G-N. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. The seven deadly sins also have what? Seven demons attached to them, and seven anagrams attached to them, and seven virtues or opposites attached to them. So the seven virtues are basically patterns or anagrams that form dispositions to be good to replace the archon that are the pattern for you to be bad. Now, each of the deadly sins, and there are seven, that matches the seven rays that are behind the 12 constellations. So these are seven heavenly virtues: faith, hope, charity, fortitude, justice, temperance, prudence. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So if you can't see, you can't be. So when you see poverty, when I see poverty, now remember, I learned this the hard way. I went out, saw homeless people, we got them off the street. Y'all remember the story? All of them went right back. So I saw homeless people. I didn't see people who just made a choice not to live in a house. They made a choice, a decision just to live on the street. So I saw evil. And they told me, hey, dude, there ain't no devil over here making me homeless. I'm homeless because I want to be. And there was a dude that I met that was homeless. The dude had a retirement check coming in every month, $2,500. This dude was a retired officer from the military. He was homeless. Every month. He had to do nothing. Every month he got a check for $2,500. Now, there are some parts of the country, maybe some parts of California, where you can't get by off of $2,500. But here in Tejas, in Texas, in San Antonio especially, where he was homeless at, oh, you can do very well with $2,500. Thank you very much. So that's how, this is how God proved to me that what you say is evil, homeboy, your brain is whack. Because you calling me evil. That's the devil. The devil is L-I-V-E-D. You've lived a life and you don't like your life. So you want to change your life before embracing your life. Remember, you can't change the levels until you master that devil. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. You cannot change levels until you master that devil. Now, mastery, remember, seven deadly sins. Let's go through them. The archon, remember the word archon means arc demon. Look at the word demons. It has the word O-N's at the end. So they left out the D-E-M. So an archon is an arc demon. Now, if you go to Google and type it in, it comes up under the archdemons. They are Asmodeus, Bel. Again, I don't recommend you saying the name. You say the name, you summon the name. They ain't got no power over me, but they I don't know what level of understanding you got. So remember, this is just for the sake of teaching. Seven sins. Asmodeus, he controls lust. Beelzebub, he controls gluttony. Mammon, he controls greed. Belphegor, he controls laziness or sloth. Satan, he controls wrath. Leviathan, he controls envy. Lucifer, he controls pride. So the override, let's go in reverse. To get rid of Lucifer, pride, you got to have humility. To get rid of Leviathan, envy, you got to have gratitude. To get rid of Satan, wrath, you got to have patience. To get rid of Belphegor, sloth, you got to have diligence. To get rid of Mammon, greed, you got to have charity, generosity. To get rid of Beelzebub, gluttony, you got to have temperance. And to get rid of Asmodeus, lust, you got to have chastity. So the seven virtues overrides the seven vices. So you got to be able to end lust. If you got a spirit of lust, you got to be able to see compassion. So the only way you get rid of lust is with love. That's how I got rid of it. I got rid of my lustful spirit by seeing the love in people, by having love for people, seeing that every time I cheated on my wife, every time I disrespected my wife, I saw her pain. I did not see my gain. I did not see, oh, yeah, I'm out gaining. I'm getting digits. I'm doing this. I'm a snake. I'm conning people. Oh, man, I got all of this stuff. And then the look on her face. The disappointment in her voice, the love of my fellow man, in this case, the woman who I claim in both marriage, first and second marriage, did the same shizness. Now, I could be working on number three, unless I wake up and smell the freaking coffee. It ain't about destinations, brothers. It's not about destinations, sisters. It ain't about going anywhere. It's about being where you are at. It's about blooming where you are planted. It's about mastering that devil or that demon that's running your life. You can't go nowhere. You cannot change position because that devil is going with you. So I got to get rid of Asmodeus. You may have to get rid of Beelzebub, gluttony. You may have to get rid of Mammon, greed. You may have to get rid of Belphegor, sloth, laziness. The only way to do to get rid of that, I had that one too. I got rid of his ass a long time ago. Diligence. That's why I got. Notice the three words that I got inside of my since I've started. Three words I've been using all my life. These are three words that banishes every freaking demon on the planet. Focus, discipline, and order. Those seven virtues can be broken down into those three words. Focus, discipline, and order contains chastity, temperance, generosity, diligence, patience, gratitude, and humility. That is how you get rid of, that's how you change levels. So right now, that devil that you got, that you call your life, that sucker's not going nowhere until you exercise focus, until you get you some discipline, and until you get you some order. Now let's go through these three, because you should be saying the same thing that when I was a young whippersnapper and I used to hear these, you know, self-help improvement stuff, and dudes were coming in, they're talking all of that smack. How they made their millions and how they did this and that. And then when I sit down and ask them, okay, do you got a step-by-step system? You got an online course. They gave me their book, and I read their book, and it was like my books. It was great, but it wasn't a system. It wasn't a cistern. That's why you should take, which I will be breaking down at the end of this month. We're going to start on June the 1st, and everybody that's enrolled in my course creation, my product development, the Business Builders Club that, again, I offered from now until June the 15th, after May the 15th, it's $1,000 for everybody. Before May the 15th, you can come in at $1,000, $500, or $250, depending on if you are a Life Management Center member and you joined up with me for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And if you jump on this before May the 15th, it's only $250. After May the 15th, it's $1,000. Everybody will have a product, service, or information. If I got to build it myself, why? Do you know that your product, your service, or your information is how you banish your personal demon with your personal personality? That's the result of your innate attributes and characteristics. So how did I get rid of lust? What is my life path number? 6. What is the life path number six? The one word for that life path number? Compassion. That's another word for love. I had the secret all along. I spent my whole life looking for something that I already got. The key to banish your demon, the key to get out of Groundhog's Day is your life path number. Your life path number is an. I remember when I went to prison, they told me, we don't use your flaws against you, homie. We use your strength. We turn your gift, we turn your cure into your curse. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, what is your life path number? Let's say, for example, your life path number is a nine. A nine is basically a six that's standing up. So if you are a nine, that simply means a nobleman or a gentleman or a queen or a king, royalty. So if you are a nine, you are royalty. You are God's gift to the planet. So if you are a nine, the enemy is going to come at you, and his name is Belfalgar. That's your personal archon. That's your personal demon. That's your personality. So your personality, your archon, must be replaced with the archetype that comes from a prototype, which we're breaking down tonight at part three of demystifying the cosmos, which is you. You are the cosmos. You're not a body. The body is carbon. The body is melanin. You are nitrogen, hydrogen, and you're oxygen, nitrogen, and hydrogen. You are contained or you're put inside of carbon. That's why the greatest trick that the enemy did to the black race was getting the black man to think that because he's dark and because his skin lets the sun in, but your skin don't give you the sun. Your skin gives you the sun. So you got the sun, S-U-N, and you may even have the sun if you're a Christian, the S-O-N, but you ain't got the sum. You ain't got the S-U-M. You ain't got the sum total of all of the attributes and characteristics that was given you by to God. So you cannot connect with your true personality. So the S-U-M is the sum total of all the numbers in your circle. So all the numbers in your circle is the only way to banish that demon that's inside of your life. And if you're nine, your demon is called Belfalgar. Who's Belfalgar? So Belfalgar, he's sloth. What is sloth? Sloth is Proverbs. It's out of my book because I had him too. Remember, slack, slowful, sluggard. The only way you get with that slack, slowful, sluggard is a rich, young ruler. So if you're nine, you are a rich, young ruler. But since you don't know it, you got to operate in the dark side of your giftness. Slack, slowful, sluggard. So every time if you are slack, you will have lack. That's why you always got a money problem if you're nine. It's like slowful. If you're slowful, according to the Bible, you're going to be put to forced labor. That's why you're going to work with your hands very hard every day. You're going to be packing boxes. You're going to be doing some type of manual labor, guaranteed, if you're nine. And then slack, slowful, sluggard. What does the Bible say about a sluggard? The sluggard dreams dreams, but he ain't got shizness. If you're nine, you got plans. You got a dream. You're going to take over the world. And you packing boxes for somebody else. I didn't read about this shit in no book. That was my life, homie. 40 plus years, I was a slack, slowful sluggard. Because I asked for somebody, how do I stop being a slack, slowful sluggard? No Negro could tell me how. They just could tell me, you need to stop. They didn't tell me I had a ruling disposition. They didn't tell me that that was an archon that was attached to me from birth. They didn't tell me that that was a tutelary demon that was downloaded, man. You can pray. You can slap all on your head all freaking day. And I guarantee you, your personality is not going to freaking change. A leopard can't change his spots. But you can shoot a leopard and turn him and freaking rise and raise him up to be a freaking lion. Because lions don't got spots. You are a lion. You ain't no freaking leopard. No, leopards can't change their spots. But lions can. Because lions ain't got spots. So you got to stop being a leopard and start being a freaking lion. Because what do lions do? The lion, every demon is lunch. Lions eat demons. We don't run from them. So Asmodeus, Belfalgar, Leviathan, Beelzebub, Mammon, Satan, Lucifer, they your lunch. Every day you wake up, you go looking for them. Remember, everywhere Jesus went, the demon says, why have you come to torment us before our time? They knew him afar off. They said they saw him afar off. And they're like, oh, man, that go that Jesus dude. Damn. Party's over, fellas. And then what did they tell him? Hey, man, we don't want to leave. Can we go into those pigs over there? And Jesus said, okay, knock yourself out. Just you got to go. You can't stay here. So they went to the pig. What's the number one thing that we eat? Pig. Why does they say we should not eat pig? Where do you think the demons went? Into the pig. I don't want to get onto the slave diet. Now, I'm not saying that you don't eat it, shouldn't eat it, this, that, and the other. I'm just saying that you might want to know, boo-boo. Remember, consciousness, awareness. Because there's nothing about it. You control them. So I eat pork. But when I eat pork, I get rid of the pork. Remember, I don't do fear. I don't do doubt. I don't do unbelief. The Bible says I have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm me. So I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So if I pick up a snake and it bite me, now I ain't gonna volunteer. But if it does, I got something for it. It's called a ruling disposition that overrides my individual personality. Now, let me be specific. Right now, today, you must develop self-love. Right now. I'm going to tell you how. Now, this goes with, today's message goes with the private pay-per-view message that I'm doing on later on tonight. That's from my book, The Hidden Ontological History of Mankind and Planet Earth. So you can get dunamis power. You can get the seven rays that overrides the seven deadly sins, seven day moons. These are day moons. There's a moon that's out during the day. It's called the sun. The sun magnifies that ruling disposition. The sun is a tool that's used by the archons to replace the archetype. That's a prototype of source code. So your prototype, you are a prototype. Man is a prototype. The whole race is a prototype. So when fire, remember the jinns, when they saw the clay, the jinns got pissed off. And they was like, oh, man, hell no, we ain't bowing down to this dude. Remember, we talked about that. Why do you think the white man is in charge? Because the white man is the clay. I mean, the jinn, the fire beings. So fire saw clay and says, we don't think so, homie. So y'all think racism has to do with this earth. This is cosmic. This is spiritual, boo-boo. So the white man ain't your enemy. You might want to deal with the jinn. You might want to deal with the genie. Remember the word genes comes from the word genus, which comes from the word genus, which comes from the word genes. So the genie is in the genes. And I got a book called Genie in the Genes. Go figure. Wrote 10 years ago. And I gave it to you. But you probably didn't read it. Now, I understand. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. You're like, I ain't going to read no book by no sharp black man from Forster, Texas. I understand. But there's some shitness in there that can help you get out your current disposition. Because everything that I'm teaching you, I've already did. I was born with these dispositions. Or picked them up. I picked them suckers up on the way. So again, I didn't read this in no book. This is my real life. I had to go through it. And I thank God. Now, I wouldn't volunteer to do it again. But now that I'm on the other side of it, I understand. Number one, you have to develop self-love. Look at the word love. Let's go through the anagram. Self-love. Take the word self, turn it around. You have the word F-L-E-S. The H is silent. So what is that? Flesh. F-L-E-S. Let's look at the next word, love. L-O-V-E. Turn it around. E-V-O-L. The V and the E is silent. This, brothers and sisters, is a volatile to the minds of your people, that they may resonate with your word and become one with source. This, contrary to popular belief, is a place for regenerating dirt, poop, turning it into gold. It's called alchemy. We are all alchemists. God is turning dirt into gold. This, everything on earth, is about one thing. And it has nothing to do with what you've been taught. Everything on this planet is about self-love, which is flesh evolving. Taking your dirt suit and turning it into the glorified body. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. That is the true destiny of the mankind, is to become a part of the God kind, contrary to what every Reverend Dr. Bishop is preaching on this freaking planet. Now, let me make sure you understand the statement that I just made, because then you're not going to hear it by nobody else. If you don't have this, that demon you got is not going nowhere, because you ain't got no power. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many brethren. That's why he's the most debated person on the planet. Whether you believe he came and walked on this planet or not is irrelevant. You just might want to get whatever he taught or whatever he did. XO and SO. Worshiping him is not going to help you to be like him. Jesus himself said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Why? I'm seated at the right hand. That's the right hemisphere. Jesus himself says that he's from the upper expanse of the north. Look at the word heaven. You're going to see the word Uranus. That means Uranus. And you're going to see the word Anu, A-N-O, which means Anu, King Anu. That's where Yahushua said he's from. All that's in the freaking cosmos. It's in the stars. This has to do with cosmology, homie. You are a cosmic being, contrary to popular belief. Your flesh now must be glorified. This is about flesh evolution or self-love. But it's an anagram. It's backwards. Because this is a backwards planet, Isaiah chapter 48. They take the truth and they turn it upside down. Who's they? The Archon. So they take the truth and they turn it upside down. So that way you can't understand it. Your job is to flip it back upside right. Turn it upside right. What do you mean, Brother Will? Okay, let's go to the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Somebody should write this down. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. This is the only way you got a Groundhog's Day. Well, this is the only spiritual way that's endorsed by the prime creator. Because guess what? All of these seven demons, day moons, they will help you get out of Groundhog's Day. It's just going to cost you your soul. Since they don't got no mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, they need yours. So in exchange for success, wealth, health, wisdom, and a token relationship, if you give up your soul, they'll let you have that here because they get to live through you. So Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 says, woe to those who dig deep to hide their plans from the Lord. In darkness, they do their works, and they say, who sees us? Who will know us? Verse 16, Isaiah 29, verse 16. You have turned things upside down as if the potter who regarded as clay shall what is formed say to him who formed it, he did not make me. Can the pottery say to the potter, he has no understanding? Let me read verse 16 in the New Living Translation. Again, you should write this down. This is the devil. This is your current life. This is the vibration that we're going to transmute. We're going to take what's upside down. Poverty is wealth upside down. Sickness is health upside down. Ignorance is wisdom upside down. Bad relationships is mutual love and respect upside down. So don't leave it. Turn it right side up. Then you can leave. Let me make sure you understand. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16. How foolish can you be? He is the potter. He is certainly greater than you, the clay. Shall the thing created say to the thing that created it, who created me? He didn't make me. Does a jar ever say the potter who made me is stupid? You are a custodian of divine energy that has been placed in a jar of clay. That's the title of the current series. Today's message is a companion to that series. Since I only got 7 hours to squeeze in 30 hours worth of information, I'm doing kind of like the part twos, if you will, here on Blog Talk. So that way I don't keep you so long during the evening. Let me read Isaiah 29 again. In fact, let's go back to Isaiah 29, 15. Let's read 29, 15 in the New Living Translation. Remember, how do you get out of Groundhog's Day? How do you change floors? Change your personality. How do you change your personality? By turning it right side up. How do you turn it right side up? By getting in contact with the thing that can't be turned upside down. What can't be turned upside down? Source code. The archons, they can flip. They can appear good, and then they flip. You ever, go out with somebody and doing the dating and all stuff, they was nice and cuddly and warm. They respected you. They treated you like gold. Then the moment that you got men or y'all got married, all of a sudden they flip. That sucker was the same the whole time. He just confused you. He appeared. See, they come in a pleasing raiment. They, who are they? The archons, those seven knuckleheads I just told you about. So those seven knuckleheads, they don't appear to you as a knucklehead. They appear like they got their shizzing together. Oh, he got a job. Oh, look at him. Oh, man, he's a good father. Take care of his little shearings. Oh, man, look at him. Oh, he make a good boo-boo. And then you bring him home, and all of a sudden, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You're like, wait, hold up. What happened to this nice, charming, caring, compassionate father, who loved working? Now that fool's at home eating Captain Crunch cereal and playing video games all day. And you working like a Hebrew slave. Y'all don't have any idea how many people I know that's like that? And unfortunately, primarily black. It's crazy. Black women has brought in this whole Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey mentality. Make your own money, be your own girl. Okay, boo-boo, go on out there, knock yourself out. I ain't mad at you. Do you? But let's make sure what the original script said. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. The New Living Translation said, "What sorrow awaits those who try to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their evil deeds in the dark." Y'all heard of the dark web? Interesting. The Lord can't see us, they say. He doesn't know what we are doing and what is going on. See, there are entities, we'll put them that way, which are energies, we'll put it that way, which are energies, I-N-N-E-R-G. You got an energy, you call it your personality. And your personality is doing shit like I used to do. In the dark and say, hey, what I do in the dark. Now, again, I'm not talking about morality. You're thinking about something. You're thinking about a Ten Commandment that you've. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about purpose. See, God is not. I know this is contrary to your theology. Father, touch the minds of your people. God doesn't care about your container. God cares about the contents in the container because that belongs to him. He wants the contents back. God is in you, transforming you into him. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, I understand. But since God is only good, James 3, maybe I should read it because I know there's some Reverend Dr. Bishop out there that's saying, well, brother, I don't want to think about that, my brother. I don't know about all that. Okay, again, in your Bible, let's go to James chapter 3. So it says that in him there is no darkness. Now, let's read that one first. Let's go to, before we go to James, what was that one? 1 John. Yeah, let's go to 1 John first. So in the book of 1 John, it talks about source. And it says that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. But we perceive, we think, because remember, your whole life is an anagram. It's an illusion. It's upside down. But we perceive life as light, as life, and as love, and it's not. So John, 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare unto you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. And so since God is the only thing, God is he's all power. He's all present. He's all knowing. So in him there is no variable. There is no shadow. There is no, it says variableness. In fact, let me pull up the scripture. Let's see. What is it, Father? James. There we go. All right, let's go to James chapter 1. I thought it was James 3, but James 1, verse 17. Let's start with verse 16. James 1, 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. See, a lot of folks are deceived. I don't want you to be deceived. Now, I know the Reverend Dr. Bishop is going to tell you something different, but you might want to read this for yourself. James 1, I'm reading out of your Bible. James 1:16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, with whom there is no change or shifting shadow. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. So how do you be born? Through words of truth. How do you stay dead? Through words that ain't true. So if I give you words that ain't true, you're a dead man walking. And I see a lot of dead people walking. Because they got words, but they ain't got no truth. The only way that you can have life, you may have life, and life more abundantly. How? Words. Because words establishes worlds. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. So you are the first fruit. Who's the first? Jesus Christ says that I'm the firstborn, prototikos in the Greek. I'm the firstborn of many brethren. You are the other brethren. You're supposed to be born of truth. So you got to be reborn by hearing words, so that way you're not a changing or a shifting shadow. Now, James 1:17 in the New Living Translation, James 1:17, New Living Translation says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He never changes. So whatever is a good and perfect gift is a gift coming down from are coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights. All the lights, good lights and bad lights. We call some lights good. We call some lights bad. But source code created all the lights. He never changes the lights. He never casts a shadow. Lights don't go, they don't get brighter. They don't get dim. He created the lights. There is no shifting or changing of the light. But we perceive certain lights as bad. We do. God don't. So we demonize certain lights. We say, oh, that light right there is bad. God didn't say that. We said it. We determined what was good and bad. God said it's all good. When he created everything, he said, this is good. Go back to Genesis and read it. First day he did something, he said, oh, look at that. He said, okay, cool, that's good. Oh, he didn't say, oh, that's a mistake. So you mean to tell me you got something that's all-knowing, all-power, and all-present, but it make mistakes? If you're making mistakes, it's not all-knowing. That's a little g. As I've already proven, that God in Genesis, he's a little g. The God in Genesis 2 is the big G. That's why they got different names. There's God, and then there's Lord God. Over, under, and understand. So you probably got a little G because your God make mistakes. Mine don't. The God I got, he don't make mistakes. So I'm not a mistake. So I ain't got nothing to correct. So the inability to see that who I am being and where I'm at is not a mistake. I am where I'm supposed to be. It's not a mistake. God don't make mistakes. Where God puts us, we call it a mistake because we don't want to be us. I did not want to be a 6339. Nope, I did not sign up for that plan. So I created a whole new dude. He was a little imp. I was an IMP that uses EMP to be a good PIMP. I was a little imp. That means little devil. I use EMP, electromagnetic pulse. That means my voice box. To be a PIMP, that means a pimp. Y'all old school, y'all know what the pimps are, right? Skittle suits guys, you walk around, you know, playing with people's energy. That's that old Beelzebub demon. Daemon disposition. So now, in order for me to monetize, in order for me to maximize where I'm at right now, I got to turn sins, which are signs, So this S-I-N-E, that means I go up and down. I'm good one day, bad one day. Good one day, bad the next day. That's a sine wave, S-I-N-E. Okay, I got to change the S-I-N-E into an S-I-G-N. So I got a sign. What is the sign? It's easy to see your problem. Everybody got, okay, you got a problem with what? You got a money problem. That means you got a greed problem and you got a sloth problem. So you might have two dispositions. You might want to get rid of Mammon and Belphalgar. So just tell me what problem you got. It fits into one of these seven. Probably more than one. Okay, then I can tell you what solution. Because remember, if you got the problem, that's indication. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the light, to the right. So if you are lazy, that's proof positive that you are born to be diligent. But the enemy that's attached to you at birth makes you come across as being lazy. So how do you override it? Let me give the solution one more time before we close, or as we close. What is the solution to all this? Brother Will, you've been talking for an hour and a half, bro. I need a simple step-by-step process. I got you, boo-boo. Now, this is in my life management system. That's why I got, you know, my seven modules. Go figure. And each one of these modules, guess what they do? They deal with seven dispositions. Go figure. There's 7 days in a week. Go figure. So each one of these modules is going to address a disposition and get rid of it. All you got to do is go through the modules. But I know you too busy. Got to watch, you know. Got to watch TV. NBA playoffs is on, brother. I ain't got time for that. Okay, after the playoffs, when you get some time, squeeze in. Tune in to Source. What is Source? Those 12 numbers around that life management circle that I gave you. That's your true authentic self. That's your true authentic flesh. Now, the flesh that we talk about is not the flesh that God talks about. So, well, I'm talking about the glorified flesh. Remember the word glorified comes from the word glory. And the word glory means glow ray. And the word glow ray means the ray that makes you glow. The seven rays of rayology that we're talking about in the private message tonight, we're going to be breaking down the seven rays that I've never heard taught in no church, ever, nowhere. And I've been to a lot of churches. Nobody never talked about the glory. Everybody said that you got to get the glory of God. But what is it? It's the seven rays that I've been talking about during the private messages. So those animate you. Your animation comes from, that's the breath. So when he blew the breath, he blew the ray. That gave you glory. That's the glory of God. That's the doxa, D-O-X-A in the Greek. So you got that. It's inside of you. Okay, where's it at, brother? Inside of you. Okay, where? Those four numbers. Okay, what's my doxa? 6339. What's yours? I gave you your numbers. But the numbers is a symbol. So we don't worship numbers. That's a symbol. We look at the symbol, we throw it away. And it's like taking an orange. Does anybody go buy an orange? You eat the orange peeling and you throw away the orange on the inside. Anybody? I like watermelons. I don't eat the watermelon rind and then throw away the watermelon. That's not what I do. I actually eat what's inside. So the number contains, the number is a symbol. Let's get the substance, not the symbol. So most people got the symbol. They got Jesus Christ. He's a symbol. Jesus Christ and him crucified is a symbol of a deeper substance. Get the substance, homie. Get the substance. Otherwise, you can't get rid of that day moon. Only Yahushua can cast out demons. There's a name that's above every name. At that name, every knee shall bow. Those in heaven, those on the earth, and those under the earth. Who's under the earth? Oh, you don't want to know who's under the earth. That's the whole hollow earth theory. You know who's under the earth? Them seven knuckleheads we've been talking about? Yeah, that's where they hang out. Brothers and sisters, The only way, you gotta understand the outside meaning. Now, after you get saved, you get Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that's great. You've done the outside stuff. Now, let's go on to perfection. Instead of worshiping what He did, let's actually do what He did. Let's actually be doers of the word, not just hearers. So you hear the word, man, that's great. That's awesome. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. But when you're done, let's do the word. And it's evident because you will be wealthy. You will be healthy. The word cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it is sent. It cannot return void. So it's only the word of truth that brings about the new birth. Words of truth. And I can tell the words of truth because they animate me. They give me glory. They make me glow. So if you're walking around with no glow, you don't know. You can't know what I know and have no glow. Impossible. 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 You can't know what I know and you ain't got no glow. Impossible. Impossible. The word cannot return void, brother. The word cannot return void. You got word, but you got the wrong freaking word. You got a watered down version of the original. If you get in contact with the true source, it's impossible for you to be walking around as a poor critter. Freaking impossible. It is not possible for you to have contact with the living God and be a dead man or a dead woman. It's freaking impossible. So you can sell that, not you personally, but people, y'all can sell that to somebody else, but you can't sell it to me. Because see, I was dead. I used to walk around in darkness, and He transformed me out of darkness into His marvelous light. See, I've been the devil. I didn't read about it. I was the devil. I was the boogeyman. I was the dude that you did not want your daughter talking to. Trust me, boo-boo. I was that dude. And I ain't that dude no more. And the way that I got rid of being that dude was getting in contact with the true living word of God and developing something called self-love. That gave me something called self-esteem. That gave me something called self-worth. That gave me something called self-value. That gave me something called self-approval. Then that gave me something called self-responsibility. And then that just put me in a place of self-acceptance. And once I accepted myself within myself, I accepted God because God is myself. God eternal within the body. So when you accept yourself, you accept God. That's true salvation. Once you come in contact with the true living God, nothing and nobody can sabotage you. You can't even sabotage yourself. Even when you F up, you win. When I lose, I win. And when I win, I win. You become a single standing column of waveform energy. You become an independent single standing column of waveform energy. You become a shepherd rather than a sheep. Right now, you're a sheep. Yeah. You walk around following everybody. I mean, not you personally, but people, you most people are sheep. But you're supposed to be the shepherd. You're supposed to be the good shepherd. He stands at the gate and his sheep hears his voice and they follow him. That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the shepherd, my brother, not the sheep. Brothers and sisters, join me tonight, 7 p.m., continue part 3 with this series, because this is a powerful series. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, if you don't get this information from me, that you get it from somebody else. Very important. Because the only way, my brother, the only way, my sister, to destroy the devil is for you to vibrate on a new mental level, new spiritual level. I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be get love. I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.